Buenos dias from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 26th of March, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, on Tuesday the 24th, Spain unveiled a 5 billion euro emergency package, including 80 measures to counter rising energy costs triggered by Trump's war on Iran. The package plan focuses on reducing fuel and electricity expenses, protecting vulnerable households, and supporting energy-intensive sectors. VAT on fuel, electricity, and gas has been cut from 21 to 10%, lowering pump prices and household bills. Additional support includes direct fuel aid for transport workers, farmers, fishermen, as well as subsidies for fertilizer and major electricity cost reductions for the industry. Central government is also promoting long-term energy independence through tax incentives for solar panels, heat pumps, and EV charging points. On Monday the 23rd, a final report by the European Network of Transmission System Operators for Electricity confirmed that the major blackout that happened in April last year across the Iberian Peninsula was caused by cascading system failures rather than a single fault. The incident was the most severe in Europe in over 20 years, and according to the report, it was because of a combination of technical issues, including energy fluctuations, inconsistent regulation practices, and sudden drops in energy production, particularly in Spain. These problems triggered widespread shutdowns of renewable energy sources, leading to a system-wide collapse. Despite the scale of the outage, power was restored relatively quickly, within 12 hours in Portugal and 16 in Spain. The report stresses that the two respective governments need to push for more coordinated operational practices. Drivers, this next one is for you. Euronews Weekly reported on Tuesday the 24th that the country is increasingly using the Velo Laser Radar, a small, nearly invisible speed camera that is catching drivers off guard. Unlike traditional clearly marked radars, these portable devices can be hidden behind barriers, on signs, in grass, or near unmarked vehicles, making them extremely difficult to detect. Their mobility is a key advantage, as authorities can quickly set them up and move them within an hour, often placing them on long straight roads or during busy traffic periods. These small devices were introduced by the National Traffic Authority to improve road safety and reduce habitual speeding. However, many drivers see them as unfair hidden traps, since fines often arrive without any warning. On Monday the 23rd, the High Court of Justice of Madrid overturned the city's 2025 Garbage Act, ruling that its approval process contained a substantial violation of legal requirements. The court found that a key part of the technical economic report used to calculate the tax was omitted during public consultation, undermining the measure's validity. The tax was proposed in early 2025, but it was introduced in September of that. Since then, it has already sparked widespread criticism because of uneven charges across neighborhoods. Critics, including political party Más Madrid, have said the system lacks transparency and fairness as it combines property value with estimated waste generation, disproportionately affecting lower-income areas. Opponents also said the tax failed to meet environmental goals, offering little incentive for recycling while lacking safeguards for vulnerable households. In aviation news, as of Monday the 23rd, Teruel Airport in eastern Spain has become a key global hub for storing grounded aircraft. More recently, Qatar Airways has relocated around 20 planes due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Airspace closures and security risks have forced the airline to scale back operations from Doha, Qatar, leaving part of its fleet temporarily unused. Teruel's role reflects its established position as one of Europe's largest aircraft maintenance, repair, and storage facilities. Previously hosted around 140 grounded aircraft during COVID-19 pandemic, so it's not the first time. Over to Catalonia now, in the famous Basilica of the Sagrada Familia. On Tuesday the 24th, Construction Board President Esteve Camps announced that they are very close to an agreement with the Barcelona City Council over the future of residents living opposite the Basilica's planned glory facade. Leave that when we see it. Speaking during the presentation of the site's 2025 annual report, Camps said negotiations are very close to being tied up. Talks focus on redevelopment plans for Mallorca Street, where the Basilica intends to build a large access staircase and viewing promenade, potentially requiring the demolition of nearby housing. Uncertainty remains over how many homes will be affected, with estimates ranging wildly where residents will be relocated. Officials suggest rehousing could take place nearby, with assurances that no residents will be forced out of the district. Late last week, the western city of Cáceres was announced as Spain's official entry for the European Capital of Culture 2031, joining the competition to represent the country in the prestigious EU initiative. The city is presenting its blend of historic heritage and contemporary culture, as key strengths in the bid. Famed for its UNESCO-listed old town, Cáceres has also gained international visibility as a filming location for major productions such as Game of Thrones. Local authorities say the global exposure reflects the city's cultural and artistic potential. The bid also draws attention to Cáceres' unique traditions and stories, including a famous statue in the city center believed to bring luck and love. Final decision on the 2031 title is expected in December. On Tuesday the 24th, it was revealed that Estée Lauder is in discussion to acquire national beauty group Puig. Potential deal that would create a major global beauty powerhouse. Both companies confirmed the talks after reports surfaced, but emphasized the negotiations are ongoing and that an agreement has not been made yet. Completed, the acquisition would significantly expand Estée Lauder's already extensive portfolio of luxury beauty and fragrance brands, strengthening its global market position. On Tuesday the 24th, the Spanish Data Protection Agency fined a private Madrid school, Holy Mary Catholic School, for the misuse of Google Workspace for Education after students accessed inappropriate online content. The investigation began when a parent discovered children could use school accounts to access YouTube and video games. Authorities found the school violated data protection rules by processing the data of over 500 students, most under 14, without a proper legal basis. Ruling also highlighted a lack of transparency as the school failed to inform families about data processing practices, including transfers to U.S.-based servers. Investigators also found that more sensitive data was stored, such as IP addresses, activity logs, and device metadata. The school accepted a responsibility, paid a reduced 12,000 euro fine. It must now either justify its data use within 3 months or stop processing and delete the data. The Marbella Design and Art Fair 2026, held from the 23rd to the 29th of March at the Adolfo Suárez Congress Center, has once again positioned Marbella as a leading hub for high-end design across the country. Now in its eighth year, the event has talks and presentations for industry professionals and visitors from all over the country and world, helping to boost Marbella as a center for art and design. And finally, this week's opinion piece, writers Aitor Hernandez Morales and Theo Weiss from the news outlet Politico have released an article arguing that other European countries could learn a thing or two from Spain's relatively low electricity prices. We spoke about in the first story the country's rapid expansion of renewable energy, now generating nearly 60% of its electricity, has helped shield consumers from fluctuating power costs the rest of the EU have seen. Thanks to abundant wind and solar resources, Spain relies less on expensive gas, which only sets prices a small portion of the time. However, the authors stress that Spain's success is partly due to structural advantages, including geography and renewable output, and some countries don't have that. In addition, Spain's pricing system, where electricity costs are set up by the most expensive energy source, limit how much renewables alone can reduce bills. So while the country might be making significant progress, it does still remain vulnerable to the fossil fuel markets to some degree in transportation and heating. Spain ahead of the curve. Would this be a good model for the rest of Europe? Want to find out more? Link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Anything to tell us? Info@rorschach.com is our email. Hasta la próxima.